overall theme seems to be more of everything, more troops, more civilian diplomats, more aid to Afghanistan, more aid to Pakistan, pressure on our allies for them to send more troops. So it's definitely an escalation, a ramp up, if you will. Clearly, there's a feeling that that this summer we're coming into the we're coming into the fighting season, as it were, and there's generally an expected uptick in violence. The one thing I just an observation I wanted to make is that it's become kind of a accepted wisdom about this conflict that you can't win it militarily alone. You'll hear people say this repeatedly,
right?
And I'm not one to say they're wrong, but if you send in civilians before the situation is under control, you're asking for trouble. Of course, it depends on where they're being sent. The early indications are that the State Department wants to send another 14 or so Foreign Service officers to Afghanistan, generally keeping them to places where the worst of the violence, where we haven't been seeing some of the worst of the violence. But they need security. They need to be protected. They do have a company that is now called XE, which used to be Blackwater. They just renamed it.
Right.
I think they felt everybody would feel better if it had a different name.
When in doubt, change the subject.
Mm-hmm. Blackwater, you recall, had some got into some difficulty in Iraq with accusations of excessive use of force in various situations. So, more is better, but more is also more complicated and exposes more of your people to trouble. We also have more FBI and DEA people, Drug Enforcement Administration, because, of course, one of the big underlying problems in Afghanistan is the heroin trade. So we're really engaged in kind of trying to sort of address the Afghan problem on all fronts, trying to win hearts and minds, defeat the Taliban.
Tell me a bit about that hearts and minds strategy, some of the details that they're going to be spelling out for us.
Well, it's a very difficult one, in the sense that Afghanistan seems to be, it has a few cities, but then the settlements are these isolated little mini villages or fortresses, walled encampments, and you have to have a lot of people spread out over a wide area, dealing with people with very different culture, in order to sort of win over trust. And of course, when you're trying to eradicate a drug trade, which has been a mainstay of the economy, you're kind of potentially working against yourself if you don't do it right. So we're trying to say, don't go with the Taliban. Bad idea, bad people, there's certainly ample evidence that they are, but they speak the local languages, they understand the local culture, and it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a major challenge.
And the challenge with all this is that, the Taliban been there for a long time, and they sort of sit back and say, we don't have to win-win, we just have to prevent them from winning.
That's right. They're it's the classic sort of insurgency challenge, in that we're the guests, we're the visitors, and we there's an assumption that our presence there will last only so long, and a classic insurgency strategy is to simply outlast the great power that tries to come in and control circumstances. We're about a year and a half to 2 years short of having been in Afghanistan as long as the Soviets were. They were there for about a decade, from 79 to 89. So we've already been there for a long time, but it shows you how labor-intensive these enterprises are, that only now are we sort of seeing the laying out of a comprehensive strategy, and we're just at the beginning of that. So we're really looking at a long commitment, it would appear.
And they also have a challenge because the enemy has sanctuary in a neighboring country.
Indeed. This is one of the big military political challenges, because the Taliban can sort of dart into Afghanistan, strike, and then flee through these countless mountain passes into Pakistan. And we have had a few instances where We've actually had airstrikes against certain parties in Pakistan, but basically the diplomatic status is that our military is engaged in Afghanistan, and we're leaving it to the Pakistanis to do their fighting on their side of the border. And as you know, they've been not always thoroughly enthusiastic about doing that. So a very tough challenge there.